Welcome to today's broadcast. This is Lon May bringing you radio around the world. We trust you will be empowered with today's message as we bring faith, fire, and freedom to this generation.
John's Gospel, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse, you remember reading this. Jesus said, "A thief comes not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." The Amplified Bible says, have life, live life in abundance. You don't like even talking to some people because they don't ever veer off of the pre-planned path that they have in front of them. They have the same thought patterns over and over and over and over and over and over again. They sound like broken records. And you can't talk to them too much because they don't have a clue that there's a whole other spirit world out here that's unlimited in understanding. They're over here in this little vein of thought about me, myself, and what I do and don't have. And who did me wrong. And trying to figure out how I can justify why they did me wrong. That's petty. There is an entire another realm over here known as the realm of the Spirit, the kingdom of heaven. That we should be entertaining and walking. And there is unlimited, vast resource out here that has never been explored by humanity yet. And the reason that it's never been explored and never seen into, and we've not gotten any more revelation on some things than we have, is because we've been over here in this little tunnel vision of thought. And until we're able to unhook from this little squirrel cage life mentality over here of thinking the same things over and 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 going nowhere, we never enter into the abundant life that He's made available for us. There was bloodshed for you to enjoy life. Do we understand that? Paul, in his greatest time of need in the prison that he was in, he said to the Philippian church, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice, 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 rejoice. How could you imprison a guy that refused to be imprisoned? Rats running around his shackles, open sewage line down the middle of his cell. And one of the most awesome letters written to the body of Christ is the book of Philippians, written from a prison cell. And he said over and over again, rejoice! And again I say, rejoice! Let your moderation be known unto all men. Let your lifestyle be made known to all men. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. You don't have to figure everything out. If you're hearing from God about a certain situation, that's good. Should be. That should be the norm for believers, to hear from God about something. But you know, once you've heard from God concerning something, it's not your responsibility to bring it to pass. It's not your responsibility to bring it to pass. There is a God side to a relationship and there is a man side to a relationship. And where we get into trouble is when we get over on the God side trying to do His part. And if you're not in joy, you're out of order. You're not in rest. People with drug devils hammering at them all the time, they could walk free of that if they just knew how to laugh. People with alcoholism and various substance abuse could walk away from that if they knew how to just unhook. Being a former heavy alcohol drinker myself, I can tell you that the reason I got drunk was to unhook my mind from the problems of life. That was the whole point in it. I didn't get to be a good old Joe until I was half looped. I had the time of my life when I was crocked. That may be offensive to some of you, and I'm not trying to offend you, but I've been there, I know. It was not until my mind was unhooked that I was able to actually smile and say something funny and enjoy life and didn't think God was going to be mad at me for it. Other than the fact I had to do what I did to get there. He wasn't pleased with that, but He loved me. He knew what I was dealing with. He knew why I was doing what I was doing. Had I not been through some of those things, I wouldn't be standing here talking to you tonight. I know when the Lord first started dealing with me about this, I was coming home from work. I was working in North Kansas City at the time. I had about a 45-minute commute. And see, the baby's even got it here. Out of the mouths of babes, thou hast ordained strength. I was coming home from work and I turned on the radio. I had a Christian radio station that I like to listen to. And a fellow named Mark Hankins came on there. Now, I had never heard him before. And in this particular message clip that they was playing of his, he'd talk for a little bit and he'd go, ha, ha, ha. And he'd talk for a little bit and go, ha, ha, ha. And the power of God is sent to heal you. Ha, ha, ha. I'm thinking, this guy has a nervous condition. I like what he's saying, but he keeps breaking it up with this ha, ha, ha stuff. His message would have better continuity if he'd take that out of there. Ha, ha, ha. That's how I like that guy, but he needs some medication, you know? I'm serious. I really thought this. I didn't know. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. See, what I did not know is that the Lord was using him to sow seed into my thinking. This was foreign to me. A few weeks later, I'm coming home from work. And the Lord said, I want you to laugh. And I said, what for? See, it took me a long time to get this. And I'm not telling you I got it mastered now. I'm just telling you that I'm onto something here, and I have found that there is power that's released when we loosen up, unhook from the soul, and begin to live out of our spirit.
That's right.
There's resurrection power residing on the inside of each and every one of us sitting here tonight. And it's not released or free to be released until the soul steps aside. Some people are looking for restoration in their bodies, for healing. It's not going to come until you know how to tap into that resurrection power that's on the inside of you. There is a day of restoration coming to the body of Christ, but I submit to you it's going to come because they found out how to tap into what they've been carrying all along.
Amen.
That's how it's going to come. Ha, ha, ha. The Lord said, I want you to laugh. I said, what for? There ain't nothing funny out here on the highway. I'm a realist, you know. I'm just that way. There ain't nothing funny out here, and I ain't gonna laugh. You know, the Holy Ghost, y'all are laughing, but some of y'all, the Holy Ghost was asking you to pray in tongues earlier, and you wouldn't do it. So you're no different than I was. I said, Lord, there ain't nothing funny. He said, I want you to laugh. I said, Lord, that is funny because there is nothing to laugh about. Now, this is what's going on the inside of me. I'm being open about this so you can see into how people struggle with hearing from God and doing what He says do. And when we finally give over and give in to what He's having to say to us, we find out that there's liberty, there's freedom, there's deliverance, there's counsel, there's wisdom, there's understanding, there's all kinds of freedoms that are untold that can come. But He wants us to do it His way. And as people, we want to do it our way. Lord, I'll be happy, but you got to do something, make me laugh. He said, no, I want you to laugh. I said, Lord. He said, just laugh. I said, okay. Ha ha. See, I'm endeavoring to appease him because I'm thinking he'll let up, you know, if I'll just do this. What I didn't know is he was about to teach me something. I said, how about that? Now, keep in mind, I'm the same guy God had to send heathen across my path to get me to limber up a little bit, okay? So you got an idea of how wrapped up tight I was. I was tighter than old Dick's hat band. And he said, "Laugh again." I said, "Ha ha." He said, "Laugh again." I said, "Ha ha ha." See, I'm really expanding now. I'm up to three ha's now. Real liberty here, you know. He said, "Laugh again." I said, "Lord, I look stupid doing this." He said, "Who's going to see you?" See, I'm in the car. I'm in the country. The windows are tinted. It's hot out. The air conditioner's on. I mean, it's just me and God inside the car. And I'm self-conscious. You know, we don't realize how self-conscious we are.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18 tells us that our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. God has ordained that His children are to live life by the unseen power of the Holy Ghost and all that is available to us in that realm. By virtue of our new birth, we have the ability to believe and receive from the unseen realm of God's kingdom. If our natural eye is speaking louder to us than the unseen eye of our spirit, we will be dominated by the circumstances surrounding us. God has not called us to be controlled by our circumstances, but to be the one controlling our circumstances. There is much more to us than meets the eye. We are born from above, born from the unseen realm, into a kingdom that can be manifested in the natural realm as we exercise our faith in that kingdom. The title of this week's message is Living by the Unseen. We believe this is a timely message for the time of history that we're in now, and we want to make this available to you this week. It's a 5-CD album series. Some of the titles in this series are Living by the Unseen, The Leadings of the Spirit, Tongues Has Its Place. You want to get your copy of this series, Living by the Unseen, to get the wealth of insight that's in this series into your library. My announcer is going to come and give you information on how you can secure this week's message in its entirety. You can buy just this week's message, or you can purchase the entire series online in MP3 format. So my announcer is going to come now and give you information on how you can secure your copy of this series, Living by the Unseen. Please stay tuned.
Today's complete message can be purchased online at www.lawnmay.org, or you can call our ministry office at 913-704-9682. That number again is 913-704-9682. This product, previous radio broadcasts, new messages, prophecies, testimonies, and more can be viewed online at www.lawnmay.org. We encourage you to visit us and send us an email telling us how this ministry is a blessing to you. That web address again is www.lawnmay.org. Remember, you can order by phone at 913-704-9682 or at lonmay.org. Lawn Mae Ministries is equipping believers today to live the overcoming life through God's Word and the Holy Spirit.